Moving on to sports news now, and preparations for the Tokyo Olympics have suffered another setback after a poll found that nearly 60% of people in Japan want the games to be cancelled. That's less than 3 months before they're due to open. Japan has extended a state of emergency in Tokyo and several other regions until the end of May as they struggle to contain a surge in COVID-19 cases, with medical staff warning that health services in some areas are on the verge of collapse. The Olympics, which were delayed by a year due to the pandemic, are due to open on the 23rd of July, with the IOC and organizers saying that measures will be put in place to ensure the safety of athletes and visitors. To get an idea of what reports like this must do to the minds of athletes gearing themselves up for what could be the biggest event of their lives, let's talk now to our own Olympic star, Chad Leclos. Chad, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Are you?
Thanks for having me.
Are you watching the news coming out of Tokyo very carefully, or is it better to just ignore it until there's an actual decision?
You know what? It's been tough, to be honest with you. I think even after the Olympics was postponed, you know, even we had a brief period of like, you know, 7 to 8 weeks where we were still training as if the Olympics were happening. So that was like the worst time for us because we were in the unknown stage, you know. And I think for us, or for me personally, it's been a really tough time, you know. But I have been following the polls, and I've, you know, obviously seen that, you know, unexpectedly, you know, that the Japanese public doesn't want to host the Olympics, or, you know, doesn't want it to continue to go ahead. But I guess this is the time that we're living in, and, you know, it's, I think COVID has affected a lot of people's lives, you know, and not just sportsmen and, you know, regular people, and a lot of people have died from it. So we have to respect that and understand that and you know, take that into consideration. So I'm just preparing the best I can.
I would imagine if it was me, I would not want to see the news because I would get too emotionally involved every time. It would be a bit like being on a roller coaster. One minute everybody's in support of it, and the next minute everybody's against it, and you just don't know which way it's going to go.
Absolutely. I think, to be honest with you, my life's been a roller coaster the last couple of months. You know, I mean, I haven't been able to train as and prepare as well as possible because of the fact of COVID and restrictions and training pools and training times. I mean, you know, I'm busy trying back now from training. I had to go training at like 9 o'clock and then to 11, and then I had to come back at 1 o'clock. So it was like only 2 hour break between training. So, sure. You know, things for me, to be honest with you, aren't ideal. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's been tough for everybody. You know, I hate to act like a victim here, but it's, you know, there's a lot of people that are suffering from this from an athlete's perspective. But in saying that, I mean, I'm obviously very wary of the difficulties that people, you know, regular people have had with the virus, and including my family. I mean, I lost a family member just before Christmas, you know, due to COVID. My uncle, he was quite young, only 68, and yeah, it's been tough, you know. So that's why for me, I'm just taking each day as it comes, and I'm just grateful to be able to train again and hopefully be able to compete and represent the country in a couple of months' time.
Gosh, Chad, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. Are you, with that in mind, are you concerned about traveling during a potential third wave of COVID?
Yeah, you know, I've honestly just been trying to make the best of the situation. You know, I've been training as hard as I can, and travel hasn't been easy. Obviously, I've been traveling back and forth from Cape Town to Durban just because of facility-wise, and some pools are open, and obviously we need the 50-meter pool, the Olympic pool, so that's only really open in Stellenbosch and you know, Kings Park, which is closed most of the day. So, yeah, at the moment it's you know, we're just kind of taking it as it comes and just hoping for some good news and hoping that there's no third wave hitting everybody. I mean, I've obviously followed the news in India and everything, so it's devastating everyone, you know. So
yeah, and I'm sure your teammates feel the same way as you do. They must mostly be in the same boat.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the moment, like, I've chatted to everyone, and obviously we had our nationals a couple of weeks ago, and I think people are just, you know, obviously happy to have qualified and stuff, but, you know, everyone's situation is very different and unique. I mean, some people, you know, I guess training up in Pretoria and Tux, you know, they have carte blanche at the pools and stuff like that. So, you know, I think for me it's a little different because I don't really have too much of a home base, so to speak. So the no man's land, which I'm in at the moment, is probably the most difficult thing. But other than that, like I say, I'm just trying to keep positive and keep, you know, keep training hard.
Chad, what's been communicated to you about travel arrangements and hotel arrangements and all the rest for the Olympics? Has there been anything at this stage, or is it likely to be lastminute.com?
Yeah, it's kind of like we've heard that we can head into the village a week before, 6 days before our event. which is not a lot of time because obviously with time change, you know, usually it's an hour. It's a day for every hour that you're going east or west. So
sure.
It's not ideal, I guess, but I mean, that's from the Olympics. You know what I mean? That's the protocol. So, I mean, from what I understand, there's going to be no holding camps, which we usually have. You know, if we're going to the east, you know, we'd go to like Singapore or, you know, South Korea or something like that just before, so we could be in the time zone. So it's going to be a bit of a mission. We're hearing it was 4 days initially, but they're pushing it back to 6 days. So I'm not sure which one is true, but I think at the moment I'm kind of taking things day by day. And you know, I'm also trying to get overseas to do some racing because, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to have any real like racing besides nationals and local events, you know. Mm-hmm. But we need that international, you know, racing and just getting match fit, you know. So,
of course.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but hopefully things will open up soon and we can see what happens.
And Chad, just last question very quickly. I mean, even if the games do go ahead, it'll be a very different vibe, won't it? No parties, no spectators.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be tough. I think for all the newcomers, you know, that have qualified this time, it's going to be a very different experience because, you know, just from the atmospheric point of view, you know, when I first went to London, it was the craziest atmosphere I've ever walked into. Hmm. I mean, imagine, you know, 14,000 people. You know, most finals had a Britain side, so like the stadium was rocking. You know, and obviously I was racing Phelps, so the stadium was even going crazy. But I think at the moment, you know, we've raced a couple of races with no crowd, and obviously it's really, really difficult. But
yeah,
I'd rather have an Olympics with no crowd and just at least have the opportunity to race and see what happens because, you know, I think a lot of people have put their souls into this, you know, including myself and. Again, maybe I'm not going to be in, you know, I'll be in the best shape I can be, absolutely, you know, making no excuses about it. And I still believe I'll be in the mix to win some medals for sure and be challenging for the gold. But, you know, some guys have had a much smoother road. So, you know, we'll just have to see what happens. Take this year as it comes, you know. I think the worst part of everything is that the Olympics was cancelled, you know. Whatever it was 60, 70 years ago, and it was Japan. So, I mean, I'm hoping history doesn't repeat itself, you know. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
I hope so, too. Terribly sad situation. Chad, thanks for your time this afternoon. We wish you all the best with the last few months of your training and your travels to Japan, assuming that those games go ahead.